From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Syria is taking seriously the U.S. warning against launching another chemical weapons attack. Mattis said there has been no such attack since the White House issued a late Monday statement warning the regime of President Bashar al-Assad will pay a heavy price if it does. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders Wednesday said the statement appeared to have its intended effect.
Look, I can't get into specific intelligence matters. I think that the action that the U.S. took was successful.
The U.S. said it was seeing active preparations for another chemical strike at Syria's Shayrat airfield, the same base it said was used for a similar attack April 4th. Syria denied using chemical weapons. Nearly 90 people were killed in that attack, prompting a cruise missile strike on the air base by the U.S. That decision was defended by U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley in testimony before U.S. lawmakers.
One of the best things we did was after the chemical weapons program, when the president made that decision to go in and strike, it sent shockwaves throughout the international community as well as in Syria to let them know we weren't going to stand for it.
Haley said she believes President Trump's actions saved Syrian lives. Speaking Wednesday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said his government would react with dignity and proportionality to any U.S. strike in Syria. Lavrov said he hopes the U.S. will not use intelligence assessments about Syria's intentions as a pretext for mounting a provocation. In Libya, gunmen opened fire on a U.N. convoy Wednesday west of Tripoli. The U.N. support mission said the convoy was hit. Traveling between Sirmat and the capital, there were no casualties. 7 U.N. staff members were also briefly detained, but it's not clear why. This is VOA News. Venezuela's embattled socialist president Nicolas Maduro has vowed to defend against what he called a coup attempt after a renegade policeman used a helicopter Tuesday to strafe and drop hand grenades on the Supreme Court and Interior Ministry buildings.
Ya hemos librado orden de captura contra este
Interior Minister Nestor Luis Riverol said an arrest warrant has been issued against Oscar Perez, the police pilot named as the key suspect. The attack underscores tensions in the country, where more than 70 have died in violent anti-government protests amid a political, social, and economic crisis. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is in Washington for talks with U.S. officials, including dinner late Thursday and discussions Friday with President Trump. Speaking late Wednesday to business professionals, Mr. Moon said his government is trying to meet the demands of the people. He said for too long the fruits of economic growth in South Korea have been concentrated in the hands of an elite, and that has worsened economic inequality. He also held out the promise of greater economic opportunity if security challenges with North Korea can be overcome. Former U.S. Ambassador Christopher Hill said the U.S.-South Korean relationship is vital to regional stability.
President Trump, who very much forms initial impressions of people, and they seem to stick, at least for a while. So I think for President Moon, it's going to be very important that he establishes this relationship. After all, the North Korean issue is likely to be the major security challenge that the Trump administration faces for the next couple of years.
At the UN Security Council Wednesday, North Korea's ambassador issued a rare statement warning his country will continue building a nuclear arsenal regardless of international sanctions, pressure, or military threats. French President Emmanuel Macron's cabinet has approved plans to ease labor laws, a key campaign pledge, in an effort to bring down persistently high unemployment. The French government plans to cap the financial penalty for companies sued by fired employees and allow businesses more flexibility to define internal work rules. Mr. Macron has a commanding parliamentary majority, and the reforms are likely to pass. Chinese President Xi Jinping, in office since 2013, has arrived on his first official visit to the territory of Hong Kong, marking its 20th anniversary of attaining the special one-country-two-system status when it reverted to Chinese rule in 1997. While the central government insists the territory will retain its capitalist system for decades, many residents are fearful of Beijing's growing influence. Wall Street rallied Wednesday with the benchmark S&P 500 scoring its biggest one-day percentage gain in 2 months. The Nasdaq Composite posted its best session since before the November election, the Dow Index ending the session up nearly 150 points to 21,454. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.